What's in a name? When commentator Tanya English got married, she found it wasn't so easy to adjust to a new one or the new identity that went along with it.
Lately, when someone asks my name, I hesitate just for a second. My brain rifles through its Rolodex. Which me should I turn over to that waiting pencil tip? Tanya English is a journalist who's always wanted to write children's books. My student loan bills arrive addressed to her. The married me is Tanya Washington. After Gordon and I got married, a health insurance card for Tanya Washington showed up in the mail. My new passport also says I'm Tanya Washington. I've got big plans for that passport, but right now it seems a little empty without all the colorful custom stamps I collected during my 20s. These days, every new introduction requires quick calculations. I try to make a good first impression, but I must seem ditzy or maybe shifty in the seconds it takes for me to decide who you are to me and who I want to be to you. At the dry cleaners, when I stumble over my name, the counter lady narrows her eyes as if I'm trying to claim someone else's husband's lightly starched shirts. At journalism conferences, I deliver a firm handshake, but then flub my name. The name Tanya Washington is one of the biggest adjustments of my shiny new marriage. And my gratitude for an easygoing husband doesn't soothe the itchy irritation of a name that doesn't suit me. Besides, someday I'll actually write that children's book, and when I go to the library looking for my book, I'll betray the little girl dreamer in me if Tanya Washington's name is on the cover. When my husband Gordon and I got engaged, he suggested a destination wedding, something on a beach with a few friends willing to travel to Belize or maybe Costa Rica. That didn't work for me. To feel married, I needed a little gospel music and the blessing of a Baptist preacher. I needed my mother on the front row wearing one of her huge church lady hats, and I needed raspberry-colored tulips and bridesmaids' dresses that matched. More than the marriage certificate, those details registered our marriage on my soul. For Gordon, it's different. When I asked him why he wanted me to change my name, he said, "It makes us family." That detail mattered to him. I could spend years strong-arming a longer explanation out of him, but he wants what he wants. And there's something about Gordon's quiet answer that screams at me, "Pay attention!" Now, I'm not going to change my byline. I've worked hard to see the name Tanya English in print. But I do think about the details that make my husband feel married, and I oblige when I can. When I call ahead for carryout for the third time this week, I'll use my married name. And the pizza guy will say, "See you in 20 minutes, Mrs. Washington." Sometimes, though, it takes a second to remember, that's me.
Tanya English is a freelance journalist living in Baltimore, where both of her last names are on her mailbox.